Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Another year completed, spring just around the corner, and Ag Day is a celebration of the week. And I hope the whole nation takes note of the remarkable contribution that the American ag industry makes to not only the United States, but to the whole world. When I was a little boy, my dad picked 100 bushel of corn by hand in a day. Today, we pick and shell 100 bushel of corn in 7 minutes. I remember the two old horses, Bert and Bill, that pulled our two-row corn planter back and forth and back and forth. Today, a 24-row planter pulled by a big John Deere tractor plants the field in a fraction of the time. In the 1960s, a farmer produced food for 25 people in the United States and abroad. Today, one farmer feeds 144 people. In less than 50 years, farm productivity has multiplied more than 5 times. Farmers and ranchers are independent business people feeding our population and exporting $17 billion worth of product, more than we import. 99% of our farms and ranches are family businesses, too, family businesses. 22 million people are employed in ag jobs, production, agriculture, farm supplies, inputs, processing, marketing, wholesale, and retail. Americans spend less on food than any other developed nation in the world. Now, how did we achieve such amazing success? Hard work, yes, but application of new technology has driven this great industry. The world would be starving if we didn't have hybrid seeds, precision farming with satellite maps and computers. We have big machines that provide efficiency and productivity, commercial fertilizer and biotechnology. We couldn't do without all of this. In the process of ramping up production, we are conserving our soil with no-till farming and contour farming. Farmers and ranchers are the first environmentalists. If I was granted a wish to live my life working in a different business, not agriculture, I wouldn't even consider it. I am so proud of this industry and its contribution. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.